in Delaware and Central Community Baptist Church, and we're glad that you're here. Obviously, we're going to start out downstairs, and Emerson and Ivy Wu will make their presentation, and we look forward to that. And then after a break, we'll go upstairs for our worship service, and Tara McCurdy, who serves in Costa Rica, will share with us in that service. So we're delighted that you're here. I figured we would sing a hymn, and that'll help get us going so that we can pay attention. We're going to sing number 435, which is What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Good morning, the churches.
Good morning.
What a joyous day that a good testimony that all the, not only the believer, also the unbeliever, see the churches can get together and have a mission day. Wow. So proud of both of your churches. And we are so glad to have a share and that we can share all our journey with all of you. We came back July 13th into the state, and we will leave Columbus tomorrow and fly to San Francisco. Then 2 days later, fly to Hong Kong. 1 day later, to Bangkok. For 1 week conference, Chinese convention mission conference for 1 week. They fly to Singapore to visit the, every day has a visitation with seminary, convention, non-profit organization and the churches. Then fly back to Hong Kong. A couple of days later, fly to mainland China to explore the other new province in the middle of the China, and back to Hong Kong. So we will come back to the States during mid-November. Until next September, we will go back to Hong Kong again. Hong Kong is the state. But between November and next September, we still have a 2 work trips. February will be in Kunming, Yunnan, China, and in Bangkok. And the end of May and the early June have 3 weeks with the ABC leaders to visit the National Christian Council and the Three Self Movement churches in China. So our schedule kind of very packed, but we will be back during April, right after Easter, and come back to Columbus with a lot of church and you too. And we finish our first term in the field for 4 years. Thanks for all your prayer and financial support. That very encourage us, as you know. The first 2 years in Macau was the most difficult time, but God put us over there as a training school for us, so we can step into the training ministry in Yunnan, China, and later God opened the other door for us to step into global Chinese network. So MSF will take you a tour from just Macau then up to Singapore, Taiwan, and the other place.
Shalom. Shalom. Yunnan. Peace with the brothers and sisters in Christ. I was so touchful on the song for the friend we had in Jesus. You know, when I was 6 years old and went to the Christian kindergarten, they taught this song. Since then, since I converted Christ after my mid-age, I started collecting this song. Even I went to Yunnan, they sing this song. So I have a probably total about 11 or 12 different languages singing this song. Amazing. Thank God that I sent a missionary and to the Lord of praise, and all we heard is Jesus. Today I will share with you for last 4 years God walked with us. Four years ago, a lot of you already know who we are, but just to give you some refresh. Ivy and I are both born in Taiwan, and after college graduate, we came to the Ohio. We stay, we meet each other and then have a family. Since then, we stay in Ohio for 36 years before we depart to the mission field. And then, in year 2011, that the IAM's representatives come to the talk with us, say if we are interested on the go to the foreign mission. And then, many prayers, and then we discern this is God's call. So, by faith, we acted. And then, on the year 2011, in the garage sale, we sold our house.
in the Dalai Ji said. And then after we came back from the lawyer's office, that we signed the contract, and then come back to turn the key for the new owner. And we saw the cross sign on top of our house. So that's the confirmation God wants us to go. Now, first question for you. What we done in first couple months? Language. The other thing is a smartphone. I was so embarrassing that the salesman that I asked him to install the software. I bought a smartphone and I asked him to set up in English. So raised his attention and said, "Where are you come from?" So I told him that I come from U.S. But I was hesitant to tell him that I work for Spare Ohio in IT. Cultural learning. After Emerson realized that he was old in Macau. Macau has a very good tradition. They respect senior. When get on the bus, they show the senior they will give away their seat for the senior people. So they had a young lady reserve a seat 3 times for me. And I had to give away 2 times for ladies that they are needed. But after the third time, I had to take that seat. In respect to that young lady that they reserved a seat for me. So what is the strongest temptation in Macau? For us, this is for us. Some people say, gambling. I say, no, for us. We are immune for the gambling and the prostitution, that all the things, drugs, that all things. This one, it's very difficult to resist for those kind of groups. This picture was taken in Macau Bible Institute. And our co-worker at lunchtime, they bring each one, bring one dishes. Some are carried out. So there are a lot of varieties. But that's the culture in Macau. What are the challenges during the travel? Just to show you that. This is a province capital. From Hong Kong, fly to here is 2.5 hours. And then, basically, we have two routes. One route is to know. From here, fly to Baoshan, 1.5 hours. After that, we take a car from here to Liuhuzhen. We take about 4-5 hours. Lower in the mountain. The other route, by the way, this one is the Lishu tribe, and there's a river here that are called the Nujiang River. And this is Nujiang River, also called as a
Gospel Valley.
Gospel Valley.
Because over there has 90% of the village are Christian.
They have for these two, they have 200,000 of the Christians sitting here.
So, often Amazon well and the bag I have is from these two tracks.
The other route is from here, fly to Pu'er. If you hear the key called Pu'er, that is the Pu'er here. It's 1.5 hours. From here, to Lanchang about 4 hours. From here to the Hua Training Center, about 2.5 hours. From here to here, about 2 hours. To the La Hu Tribe Training Center. If you are interested in the free massage, you are welcome to join us to the and for the trip, the car is either this way, right, left, or flying back, or up and down. That's why we massage. And since that the trip, it will take 6 or 9 hours. Sometimes we are boring,
so we have an exercise.
In the muddy road, and the car very easy to stuck under there. Travel, always the way the cause is, the pain and then the sickness. What are the most enjoyable things? So pretty. This is a from inland. And within the foreign former missionaries journal, in 1908, American Baptist Foreign Mission Society sent a Reverend Marcus Young went to Hua and the Lahu to try at the bell. And now those are ethnic minority that we have a partner with them and work at there. This one is Hua and this one is the Lahu and this is the issue, the one the outfit is where. Lahu, they have a very special that they like to sing, they like to sing. Each time we went there, they are a kind of very warm welcome and sing, and they line all the line up and waiting. For the first, we are on year 2016, we came to the Hua and Lahu, the first digit. They say we are the American business too. How come you come back so late? The history is about 1908, our the missionary went there, and then China had a civil war in 1947. So lot of the missionary after the communists controlled the mainland China. The old missionaries have been deported from there, outside of from there. That's why they mean, how come you are coming back so late? Learning culture. See, I be so joyful and chatting with the Lisu sister. And this is the Hua sister. And this is the Hua children. And this is the last one. I told you that they like to dance. Even that, do you remember the last picture when I pushed the car? That time is the 4,000 degree at there on the mountain. And they dance like this and wear a shirt. So after the one time dance, we say, oh, that's a stop. We don't want you to get catch cold. So after that, they won't do that. They plan to dance the 3 dances for us.
That's the 2 stories Christian training center. Top on the second floor, that's the classroom, 2 classrooms. And in the first floor, they have the 2 rooms, one for men and the other side for women. The door.
Yeah, the picture is not clear. They make all the flower, fresh flower, and put on the door to welcome us. That's the classroom. and learning local churches. And just give you some example. This is Love Church, but the Hua Church, similar to these two churches, the same thing, same situation. They are short of the pastor. For this example, they have 22,000 Christians and had 64 churches, only 3 pastors. That's because the history on the China Civil War and after that, it's not only the missionary being deported, all the leaders have been a kind of persecuted and so on and so. So they flee to Burma or Thailand or nearby countries. Same as in 1967, they have a cultural revolution. It's another way of that. They tear down the church and all the church leaders, they just flee to the other countries. That's why right now they did not have a lot of the pastors there. And that's the other reason we went there is try to help them to train in the God's servant. Okay, this one basically is the music is sung by Hua language. The song is Send the Light. And you will see the video is about our ministry, training ministry over there. This one is La Hu song. They sing by La Hu. Have you prayed at the name of the tune? You know what is the name of the tune? This time, whoever can say that the name of the tune, and you will prize. This cross is made by a Hong Kong brothers, Christian brothers, that they hear that we will come back to the U.S. He had handmade this cross and won the share with our brother and sister. So, are you ready?
You should disqualify the choir for singing it.
Yeah. give you some tips. The church Yes, very good. I think I saw the.
I saw you singing and that too.
Missionaries 1908 when they are bringing in. And our missionary, I don't know whether we will say that or not. Our missionary when they are, it's not only teach them Bible, but also help them to create a written language. For Hua and for the Lahu, and then translate the Bible into their language. Same as the hymn, translate to that. We serve in Taiwan, Suwaka, Hong Kong, Macau, Yunnan, and Singapore. And next week, actually, it's this week. We are going to the Bangkok, and on the way, with Sharon on the car, I just mentioned to her that in Bangkok they have one church that is already 200 years old, which is our ABC missionary William Bin went there and to plant this church, but probably 10 years ago, our ABC had a lost connection with this church. That's one of the reasons we are going there. Besides the attend the conference, we are going to reconnect the church. Then the other one is Hunan. On November, we are going to the Hunan province to connect with a Bible school. So Hunan is different with Hunan. One is white, one is edge. So basically our ministry have a two part. On 14, 15, and we're based in Macau, and we have a three kind of the ministry. One is Macau Bible Institute. That's weekday, we serve there. Weekend, we serve in the orphanage and the Great Chapel, and then the youth ministry. And then on 16 and 17, and God opened the door and lead us to move to the Hong Kong and doing the ministry in Yunnan province of China. And then we also have a mission network and went to the Singapore and China, and Taiwan. So this is Macau. Here is mainland China. And the north is somewhere around here. So from south to north, about 1 hour walking distance. From east to west, about 40, 45 walking distance. Do you see that street? This is street. This is the two ways. That the street. Here is another one. But Macau, the population density is very high. Macau is very famous on their historical heritage. In the United Nations, they registered probably more than 10. And one of them is this one. The first preaching for Protestant missionary in China.
Do you know who is that? Reverend Robert Morrison. He went to the Macau in 1807. And then he translated the Bible in Chinese. That's in 1823. And also, he makes that English dictionary, Chinese English dictionary, 1823. This town is in Macau.
So, in Macau, like I say, that in the Macau Bible Institute, I was an administrative director, help them to do a big project about the campus relocation, and I was a teacher, and then counselor, and chaplain. And then weekend, we are at the West Chapel, and we are Sunday school teacher, and I was preaching. Sometimes I preach too. And this is, we have come to the Yunnan again. You see that? Here you have many outfits. It's 11 students from the ethnic minority. And Reverend Chusen was the former IM's executive director. He went to the Yunnan in year 2015, late year 2015. And come back after the Nanjing, we had a conference in the Nanjing. So he bring that the message, he say, Yunnan, the Christian Council invite IM to send a missionary. So he talk with us. Since we are the only couple can speak the Mandarin fluently, so they say here have a need. And we have finished all our the job on the Macau, so we just kind of follow the call and into the Yunnan. And basically, in Yunnan, our role is a training, theological training, and then we also doing the networking. For Yunnan, basically, we have a 4 items. One is training center. Training. We have been went there for 5 times and then trained the 600 students. And then next year we have a teacher camp training teachers. And then the scholarship and book. We bring a lot of the book in there. 800 theological and Christian books. Bring the book in there is not easy. Each person can only carry less than 10 books. And this these 4 students was the IB's student. The first one is just a graduate from the master's degree of divinity. When IB was at there, IB helped the Macau Bible Institute to do the academic program, the upgrade. So they have this MD program. It's the first time that students graduate from there. And this is the one that the IV on the year 2015. After the prayer meeting at the Macau Bible Institute, I had a blood pressure 189. So she admitted to the hospital. And in the hospital, and her roommate is whining a lot and say, well, when can she be released and so and so. But she saw that Ivy is reading a book and so joyful. So she came to ask Ivy, say, well, what book are you reading? So
I studied here, so that, well, the book she read is the Bible. And then studying introduced to her, there's a God, Jesus. And then told her that, Yesu ai ni, Jesus loves you. So starting there, and they kind of have a lot of conversation. This is a Golden Man's son. Every day come to visit for mother. And I had a chance and share gospel with him too. And then in the conversation, Ivy told that the Golden Man is working in the casino. And then one day, she came to Ivy and said she is so worried about her son. Because her son is in high school, is going to graduate, needs to find a job. So Ivy told her that if you love your son, you should quit job from casino. Otherwise, your son will follow your step and get into the casino. And then that way for all his life. So the Holy Spirit is touched on Togumne's heart. She accepted Christ. And then I will give them the Sulli Bible and to their family. And after the Ivy is released from the hospital, doctor cannot find out anything. Nothing. So the only thing we can think is God wants the shepherd to find a lost sheep. Chris Project. Chris is a young, very young lady. From the year 2012, we went to the Macau. She is the person, we went to there for 4 days visit. She took us to the kind of look around in Macau, and also took us to the casino. And after in front of the casino, she said, I'm under the 18, I cannot get in there, but you can go in there. In that trip, and she knowing we are coming to the Macau to help on the young people. So she had a thought, say, what in the world that a couple from the other side of the world want come to the Macau to tell us? I say yes, because this is Jesus' love. We same thing. We call her that. It's because of Jesus. We come here, we follow the Jesus. One comes here to love you. And Jesus is loving. Same message. We told her that Yesu ai ni. We are loving you too. So, on the year 2014, when we came back, and she was crying and said, how come you come back so late? I said, we need to raise the fund so that we can come. And then, because she comes from a parents, they are thick on the gambling family. So she struggled a lot in the family. But right now, through our provider academic the mentoring, here is McDonald. And I taught him, help him on the homework. And then I is working on the practical skill and spiritual discipleship. We meet every week, we meet 2 times. So in original, she is in the last of the class, almost cannot promote to the next grade. But after that semester, she is up to the top 10 in the class. Right now, this picture just taken on July before we came back. And he had worked very hard.
to raise about $5,000. And then in this summer, he went to England to register an English training school. So he is so mature and grow up. Grace is a lady who loves the Lord, and she saved a lot of money and using the money to share the gospel everywhere. Well, this is a young boy in the orphanage, and
he is my language, Cantonese language teacher. He volunteered to be my teacher.
Lily is another leader in the orphanage too. And he likes to social and so on and so on.
So one time they prepared all the food and bring to our apartment, and we cook and share with her friends.
This one is a Sunday school. And at the Sunday school, Ivy is have a middle school student. And occasionally, some student is kind of baptized. And I have six girls, high school girls, in my Sunday school. The most difficult one, the pastor told me that this is very difficult. And after the Sunday school, that I saw that they are not listening. On each time, I bring in the Bible, they just taking it. But all this year, she text me a message, say that a lady is invited her to her church, and that church is have two gods, one is male, one is female. So she said, well, this is not what I taught at the Sunday school. So she turned down the invitation. So she discerned. She knows how to discern the God's word. I thought she was not listening. But she did. God surprised us. 6 weeks ago, there are four out of six students baptized. And I be preaching in Yunnan, and this is in the Love Training Center. And this one is in Hua Training Center. Take note. Here is the officer. This is the officer, government officer. They take notes. So our teacher at there, when the officer at there, our teacher was without reservation to share the gospel to them. Because they taking the notes, they need to hear. This one is networking. We have a Sherry. How about you? Sherry,
we met her at the Baptist church. And after the visit, she called us, wants to have a fellowship. So at that fellowship, we learned that she has a spiritual valley. So later on, we had several meeting with her and doing the discipleship with her. But last November, we invited her to be a translator for the Hong Kongese pastor. They don't speak Mandarin well, to Yunnan. And during that trip, the Lord revived her spirit. And later on, she went to Yunnan and to serve the Hua people individually by herself for 3 times, and the fourth time, she even took a team, and they do children's Sunday school training in Yunnan. Are you going to share
yes.
a video? That this video was from her trip.
Thank you.
Remember that in China, it's not allowed to share gospel under 18 years old. But through the equip the body of Christ to engage the God's mission, right now, we have a local missionary when they're doing the Sunday school in the very inner side of the village. God is leading us. This is another story about our partnership with the Deacon Andrew, which is
our ministry breaks a lot of denomination barriers. Deacon Andrew came from the Southern Baptist, but he has a heart for love the believers and the Christians in mainland China. He did a great job over there, and he would like to partner with IN. So he donates a lot of food to the seminary, not only in mainland China, also to Taiwan seminary. Also, he donated a 12 passenger van to Yunnan seminary.
This is another story, in short, this professor, 20 years ago, come to the OCU, and I have shared gospel with her, and she accepted Christ. Right now, she went back to Taiwan in the Christian University, and then we just helped her to hear the call, and right now, she will have a research center and in supporting the family or the children with the special needs. And also they ask IM to help if we can send a chaperone to help them. The positive outcome in Macau Bible Institute, we went there, they was chaos because the previous principal was a fire. And then the institute went to a contract and two parties. But we basically, through the peacemaker and reconciliation, we help them that stabilize the institute. And for orphanage, basically, we are a pair, a husband and wife, so we bring them. And give the kids have an image about the parenting food, that kind of image. And then for the Yunnan, in a short statement is, we try to train the God servant to help the church. So, dear brother and sister, we stay firm. Our work for God will not be in vain. And this is a missionary who went to the Li Su Fry, Reverend James' father. Now,
before the Jews. Share the gospel. It's like a man and then bring the torch and then go and light the fire of the light. And even that this person bring the torch already walk through the valley, the fire is still burning, still continuing burning. This is what God wants us to do. To light up the gospel light to the world. Our message still remains the same. Yesu Aini. No matter we do what kind of the ministry, that's the central message we have.
Thank you. On the table, there has a sheet, tell our story for the next term. We will promote the Global Chinese Mission Network that's around the world to help the churches and the Christian organizations double their capacity in the ministry, not only at their home, but also abroad, across the globe. Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to say if anybody had a quick question, they might be able to answer it, but we could also have question and answers later when we meet back downstairs for lunch. And that'll give us about 20 minutes or so to take a break before we have worship service and Sarah will share with us. But thank you, Emerson and Ivy. We're so glad that you came to share with us today. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, we are very thankful to learn about the work that your servants are doing around the world to share the gospel, and we pray that their work would be blessed, and we pray that you would also inspire us that we might also share the gospel here at home. We pray that you would be with us now as we go into worship, and we ask your blessing upon that service and your presence with us. In Jesus' name, amen.